comedian ISMA in studio.
Morning.
Morning.
Would you wear a Yankee cap to Dodger Stadium?
Would I?
Yes.
If I was a Yankees fan?
Yes.
Yeah, you would.
Right.
You have to. I'm not a Yankees
question,
fan, but yes,
yeah,
you have
well,
to.
Well, what are we saying here? Exactly. Am I a Yankee fan? Right. Or, you're not a Yankee fan.
No.
No.
But if I was, you have, like...
You got to wear it?
I'm a Sixers fan, and I remember I went to a Celtics game, and Nate was like, you have to wear a Sixers jersey, and I hated it, but you have to. You have to represent your team.
Yeah, I just don't want to be taunted.
No, exactly.
I'm just there to have a good time. This cost me a lot of money.
Yes.
It's like the price of a vacation.
Right.
And I never go anywhere on vacation, I'd like to enjoy myself.
You're supporting your team, though. But yeah, you'll get taunted.
But I feel like they'll be okay without me. You know? Like, either way, they're going to be okay.
You're crucial.
Right.
You're crucial. They need your support.
Yes.
Okay. And now I'm getting texts from Mayor Zeke.
Oh.
He's like, I want a picture of you and Chaz with the hats on. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Yep. Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Okay, you know the drill. It's find the dumbass, win $100 in gas, and get in to win $1,000, courtesy of Chevrolet of Milford. Let's go to line 5. It's Anthony in the truck. He has called every single day. And we only have today and tomorrow left.
I know.
Oh, boy.
He has not won yet.
Today's the day.
He keeps saying that.
Every day he says it.
He says it every day.
Every day he says it.
You know what's funny is every time I don't get through, I always guess the right answer.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
all right.
Okay. All right.
This is your day.
I know.
Okay.
Drum roll.
Bakery's voicemail accidentally ruined a couple's gender reveal. Was it A, Alabama, B, California, or C, Texas?
Don't overthink it.
I'm going to say Texas.
Is it Texas?
Anthony!
Oh, I feel bad.
Oh, it's okay.
It's always tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
There's always tomorrow. And there's only tomorrow.
There's only tomorrow, yeah.
You're going to get it tomorrow.
All right.
All right, good luck.
All right.
Talk to you in about 24 hours.
Janelle in Stratford.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Good.
Ready for me?
Yes.
California.
California, show me California. You had time to look it up.
No, I do not. Actually, I pulled over at my son's school.
Wait, talking to the mouthpiece, please. Mouthpiece.
I am in the mouthpiece. Hello?
Mouthpiece.
Hello, I am in the mouthpiece. You there?
Now you are.
Yeah, what did you say?
I was speakerphone. That's what it was because I was driving.
That's
I just
not the mouthpiece!
I knew it was California or Texas, and I went with California because they're more uppity, right?
True. Interesting.
I'm saying
interesting. So you're saying people in Alabama,
right?
Too hillbilly to have a gender reveal.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Know,
right.
That's the Christmas with the SpaghettiOs. That's Alabama.
Look, this one has little meatballs.
What story did you see?
This
it
one
was
has
your
meatballs.
Other redneck news.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
Right. Well, that's good going. All right. You're on your way to work?
I'm just dropped my son off, and then I am, yes.
Cool. Right. What do you do?
What do I do? I'm a CNA. Certified nurse's aide.
Oh,
awesome. Well, thank you for what you do.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you for my gas card.
You got $100. You're in the running to win $1,000, courtesy of Chevrolet and Milford.
How are you?
Thank you, Janelle.
You're good, you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
A woman in California named Ariel Johnson posted this voicemail message accidentally it accidentally ruined her gender reveal. She gave them a sealed envelope from her doctor and asked for different cake fillings.
Okay.
Raspberry or strawberry for a girl, blackberry or blueberry for a boy. I don't like this cake already.
Seriously.
Sounds too healthy.
How do you tell the difference?
It's gross.
Yeah. No, the cake sounds good.
Yeah. Here's the message that blew the surprise.
Hi, Ariel. Please give me a call regarding your order. You ordered a single lemon with blackberry, and we don't have blackberry filling. The only thing that actually makes the lemon single lemon is the lemon curd, and you want a gender reveal, so we need to talk about the cake.
Oh, my God.
Don't ask anymore.
Once the envelope was open, no one in the bakery knew that this was...
Right.
Yeah, but she said gender reveal in the voicemail, so it's like...
I think they assume the couple knew... They didn't know that the couple didn't know,
right.
would be my guess.
Yeah.
Oh, like it was for a party.
The person she handed to knew.
Yeah.
Right. And then she didn't pass this on to everybody else.
Right. Hey, the couple doesn't know.
Ticket goes up on the board.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm taking a cake over here.
Right. The night shift comes in. It's like, oh, I need to make a call.
Right.
Why don't they just go with the blueberry? Just use the blueberry.
Okay, so this is California. Now, this kid, you know, you go to the general... the gender reveal.
Yes.
You bring a present.
Right.
Or whatever, cash.
The gift, whatever.
Yeah.
The offering.
Right. Kid grows up, decides, you know what? I'm not a boy.
Right.
Do you get your money back?
I'm the king?
You should.
No.
I'm the gift. Yeah.
You brought a gift. Do you get your gift back? Do we have another party?
The Yankees cap.
What happens?
Yep.
I don't know what happens.
Right. I think after a certain amount of years.
I think this gender reveal thing is done because we don't
I hate
really
it.
Know.
I don't think people do it anymore, really.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah, more bakeries should do it this way.
Right?
Make it less fun for these people.
Screw it up.
Yeah, why would you... First of all, we don't care. From the moment that it's like, we're engaged.
Yeah.
It's like every one of your friends says, oh... Damn it.
It's our hell.
They're not saying, good for you. They're like, oh my God.
On the
inside. And they start calculating in their head.
Right.
How much is this going to cost? And how much time of my life am I now going to spend honoring you over the next few years?
Way too much time.
All the pre-wedding stuff and then the wedding and then the baby. Oh, the baby. And then they announce the gender. And then the baby's born.
The shower.
Oh my God.
Yep.
It's miserable.
Yep.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Jesus Christ.
Stupid happy times.
I don't feel like I'm talking about it that much.
No, you're good.
Oh,
You're the example of how it should be unfolded.
No, we wanted to have like our little parties with our family, and then that was it.
Yeah.
We're two Italian families. Like that, you say little parties, that's 90 people without even breaking a sweat.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
At least three lasagnas.
Yeah. But no one cares.
No.
Do what?
What? No, nothing.
I asked what?
Nothing.
No, say it. Say it.
I can't.
Say it.
Sure you can.
Well, my surprise today was that I'm actually pregnant.
Yeah!
No one cares. Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, this is real.
Oh, my God.
I know, but it was so funny.
How cool is it? We do the story.
I know. That's why I was dying.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Is there a cake?
Yeah, blackberry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got to turn Ruth's mic on.
Oh, you didn't hear it? Let me do it again.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
Well, it's funny because we did the gender reveal yesterday.
This fire is still going. After days of burning, the Berlin brush fire has grown to roughly 87 acres. It was first believed that it was 125, but after they used some GPS stuff, they determined it's actually 87. But 87, 125,
such
a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Middletown police request that residents and commuters avoid the Westville area near the Berlin-Meriden town line so that emergency resources can respond if needed. City officials said there is no threat to public safety in Middletown. Is anyone driving through that area? Is it smoky? Is it, what's it like?
Yeah.
I saw a couple of photos on Facebook of people posting. It's kind of like smoky in the area.
We lost a great human being and former firefighter in Hartford and firefighter in Wethersfield.
Yeah.
Due to a UTV rollover. Horrible. You see these things in California all the time. You don't think we're going to have a big one in Connecticut.
Right.
It's a monster job.
So, thank you to all the firefighters and first responders working this job.
Thank you so much.
Did you guys hear about this fight in Brantford? We were talking about it yesterday with the state police spokesperson.
Yeah.
Nuts.
And it dunks.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, so
it was chaos.
It turned out to be a predetermined fight. It was like, we're all going to meet over here and these people are going to fight.
Right.
And it was supposed to be between girls. And, you know, 70 kids show up. Have you ever had a fight like that in school where, like, everybody showed up?
Yeah.
Like, all right, it's going to be at the buses.
Yeah, the rival schools.
Right, after school?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Like, have you ever had it where someone's going to fight and then everybody shows up?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there was a dead-end road right across the street from the high school that I was at, and everybody knew.
That's the place.
Yep. They would just say the name of the road. I don't want to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'd be like, yeah, this road, 315. And everyone was like, all right.
Okay.
And the dead end's great because you get this big ring. Like, everybody makes this ring, and then they're just in the center on the pavement.
It's almost like a cage.
It is.
Yeah. What about you, Ayesha? Have you ever been in a fight?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Good.
No, I have not.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah, never witnessed one, never been a part of one.
Really?
I sound lame.
You never saw a fight?
Oh, no, I don't. Not like a real, not in school. As a grown-up, yeah, I've seen like bar fights and stuff, but never in like high school or middle school, never saw a fight.
Huh.
Yeah.
Ruth, how about you?
She caused him.
I can't think of any that
I feel like there's a backyard's full of bodies.
Yeah.
You never. She's too nice.
Way too
no,
nice.
They don't fight me. They just go to sleep forever.
It's a facade. It's a facade. Yeah. No one ever suspect me.
Now, this fight in Brantford, it was just massive. The cops showed up, and a lot of the kids just took off.
Yep.
That's what they're gonna do.
Some of the kids didn't.
Yeah. Well, some couldn't.
And then they start fighting with the cops. First, there's a report with some audio in the background. Then we're going to play the raw audio. All right, so this is just the raw audio.
Yeah, this is the students filming from what's going on inside.
Yep. Can't wait to hear my favorite kid in all this. No one seems to be saying anything worthy of my attention.
No.
It's just a lot of it's just
reaction.
Yeah.
If you're going to yell during a fight, try to say something important.
Pointers. You know, get him in the light. Get him in the end. Hit the eye. Go for the nose. You know?
See, you would be another just nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, just remain quiet unless you have something.
Right.
Yo, yo! This guy.
Yo!
This guy.
Yo, yo, yo.
This is my guy.
Yo, yo.
This is my guy right here.
Yo.
Even though he's really not adding a lot of dialogue.
Right.
He's adding character.
Right.
You know... Every time he says yo, something just happened.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
There's different tones and inflections.
Good yo's.
Yes.
Different tone.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No yo's are the same. They're all different in
all
meaning.
Different yo's.
A little throaty.
Yo! 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 What the f***? Yo!
See, that one.
Yeah.
That, you know.
Something big.
Yeah. That's big. This is like the cop got thrown over.
Right.
Like, yo!
Right.
Yo! Yo! What the
f***?
Yo!
So now, if only someone was standing there, every time he said yo, they said, ho!
Right.
Yo!
Right.
There has to be a yin to the yang.
Right.
Yo!
Ho!
Exactly.
Yep.
Yo!
Ho!
Yo! Yo!
Yo!
Yo.
We got a yo bro
yo
at
bro.
The end there.
Nice.
Yo bro.
Yo bro, yo dolls.
Yo bro.
Wow. Chaz and AJ.
Hey, I think what you guys are hearing now is when the kid got curbed.
The kid got curbed.
This is all inside the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think we're seeing or hearing. What do you mean kid got curbed?
Okay, you ever seen American History X?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're referring to.
Right.
Yes.
Yo!
No.
Did a kid get curbed?
I saw the taser come out.
Yeah.
Please tell me if you know something or if you're just commentating.
Yes.
No. I have a couple of friends that are teachers.
Oh.
Yo!
Yo!
Did a kid get curbed there?
It's 99% positive.
Oh.
Okay, I'm not hearing of anyone in a hospital.
Yeah.
I heard there were some minor injuries,
curbs,
arrests.
I'm 99% positive that kid got curbed.
Oh, but lived.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Okay.
He would have definitely heard if the kid died.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, well, when you referred to the movie, it was a...
Oh, yeah, that's... Horse of a different color.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
Well, but that was the example you gave us. That's the image we have in our head.
Yo!
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 Yes, yo.
What else did you hear about the story, the fight in Branford?
I can't remember. I'm not going to go into anything that I heard. It's too vulgar for anything.
No, well, just speak in code.
Yeah, allude.
I'm not going to go into it. I got to go into work anyway.
Boy. Yeah, yeah.
Yo!
Okay.
Yo!
Yo! Yo!
He works at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yo! Yo!
Oh, that's who we... They would have the information.
Right.
Yo!
Somebody on the Reddit thread commented, I work at the Dunkin' Donuts. These kids come in every day. They yell. They're talking. Oh. Yell talking.
Yeah.
We can't take orders. We can't hear. We can't hear the orders.
Right, right.
It's like this every day.
Yeah.
Not with the fighting, but it's just like it's a nightmare to work in this Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
Somebody, not me, referred to Branford as the ghetto shoreline town.
Oh.
Like of all the shoreline towns,
yo,
Branford is the ghetto.
Wow.
I did not say that.
Right.
I like Branford.
Yo.
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 Yo, man.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh. Oh, no. Yo.
So now, what's it like at that Dunkin' Donuts now? Is it fine?
Quiet?
Are they even open? I don't know.
I don't think they're open.
A lot of chaos.
Oh, they opened immediately. I think they opened. Yeah, yeah, I think
so. At some
so.
Point, I heard glass break
the window
in the background.
Yeah, they'll pop them glass.
So, I don't think a police officer was pushed through the glass, but he was pushed up against it, and it broke.
Yeah.
Like his elbow or something, like, popped through?
Yeah.
Yo! Yo!
Yo!
Yo!
Yo!
A lot of yelling.
A lot of yo.
Hmm. I'm the kid who runs. When I see the cops, I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yep,
this is not worth it.
Yeah.
Right.
You going to make a stand against the cops?
No.
Like, please.
Nope. It's time to leave.
Do we have the recording of the kid being tased?
That was more in the first clip, but the guys, like, they're in, like, the vestibule, so, like, as you're walking into the Dunkin', they have, like, that double set of doors.
Yeah.
So he's behind the glass, so I don't think he can really hear it very much.
Yeah.
That was the pop right there, so you kind of heard it discharge, and then everybody screamed.
And it's funny, the people screaming are probably not the people being tased.
No.
I think that's exactly who's screaming. Yeah. The people not being tased.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all reacting to what they're seeing.
Right.
Because the story I read is that the person who was tased, it didn't stop them.
Oh.
Oh.
You could see in the video, they're just resisting the whole time.
The whole time. I don't know if you've ever been tased by a real taser.
Nope.
Thankfully, no.
Man, if you can still function after getting hit by that thing, there's something going on there.
Yeah. No, what the f***?
I mean, you either have superhuman strength or you're on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think this kid was on something, but I think that's superhuman strength. I saw Ed get tased in this room.
Yeah.
And it was much like every other video you see online of someone being tased.
Yeah.
He folded in half.
First, he stiffens like a 2x4.
Yeah.
And then just goes straight down. Then you beg for it to stop.
Yep.
It's only like 7 seconds. But you're, please, please, stop, no, 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 stop, 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 please, 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 yo.
Yeah, correct me. I think he said, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Stop, stop, it's no,
point,
no, please, 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 please.
Really high. Stop it, stop it.
All right, if you have any questions, ask Jimmy Conflict, 203-882-9757. This is the time where everything's coming across his desk. This is when he's calling agents. This is when he's doing all those things that concert promoters do to set up 2025.
Yep.
So I was really in awe last week of the questions the tribe was calling in with, because we were hearing he can't tell us,
right?
But the way he would phrase it, we're like, oh, he's actually working on that. That's potentially on the schedule next year.
Absolutely.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Trying to stay out of trouble.
Yeah. Good luck.
It never works.
Yeah. What do you think about wearing a Dodgers cap to, I'm sorry, a Yankee cap to Dodger Stadium?
I think there'll be a lot of Yankee fans there because a lot of New Yorkers moved out to L.A.
Right.
So I don't think there's any problem. I was originally a Dodger fan when I was growing up, so
right.
I'm old enough to remember Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So I'm now a Yankee fan, but I would wear a Yankee hat out there.
Okay.
A lot of,
you know what I don't want to have happen?
What's that?
After flying all the way out there, spending the money on the tickets, someone dumps a beer on me.
Right.
And I'm sitting there the whole time like, I'm not even watching a game anymore. I'm just thinking about sinking a fork into this person's neck.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Plus you're all soaked. It's like beer now.
Right. Now it's not the World Series. Now it's like, I want to murder someone.
Their saliva's mixed in there too, probably. You got backwash.
And by the way, Jimmy, big news today. Aisha announced she's pregnant.
Yay.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
That's great.
Thank you very much.
You're beginning the best part of your life and also the worst part of your life.
Right.
That's right. It's the best and the worst.
Look at that. Get excited. Yay!
So exciting.
Yeah. It's exciting.
No, it is. It's very great, and it's wonderful, and the trouble is, at 75, I'm still taking care of my kids.
Wow.
Oh, God.
God is right, but you never stop being a parent.
No. It never ends.
Nope.
Yeah, Chaz, you know it, little Chaz. You know that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
So, the way it is, you're always a parent.
Last night, we're on the phone. Now, he's really committed to the area that he lives in now.
Uh-huh.
And we're on the phone, and I'm saying, hey, Phil is suggesting we wear the Yankee cap. He's like, you know, I could wear a Dodgers cap. I'm like, wait, what?
Huh?
Are you rooting for the...
Right.
You're rooting for the Yankees. Like, yeah, I'm rooting for the Yankees, but I'm out in L.A. all the time.
Oh, so wants to assimilate.
Like, oh, my God, is this a fashion statement?
He wants to assimilate the crowd.
Oh.
That's why.
But you're the one that's just saying you might not wear it, so...
Yeah, but I'm not going to wear Dodgers.
No.
Okay.
No more cap at all.
Anyway, this is what you have to look forward to.
Right. Can't wait.
Right, right. The continual disappointment of how you brought them up.
Right.
I was seeing like, where failed. Did I go wrong?
Right.
Why
exactly.
Would you not buy a Dodgers cap?
We need
exactly.
to talk.
I'm a Jets and Yankees fan, and my son is a Giants and Mets fan. Yeah, really. So, okay. You know,
wow.
It's just the way it happens.
So, wow. Tons of suffering, yes.
Yes.
Mike in Stratford.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Congratulations. Jimmy, got a question for you. Jack White did the Toad's Place this year, and he did the festival.
Right.
I was wondering if there's any chance, did he get to stay at the amphitheater, you know, before the concert, and does he have any interest in maybe doing a show at the amp next year?
Well, we tried to do that, actually, because we try to do that with the headliners, have them come over to the amphitheater and see how great it is.
Exactly.
And it really works, because... This was the first year nobody used the amp to stay there, which is a shame.
Really?
Yeah, really a shame. And we asked, and frankly, the festival division, which runs the festival, wanted everybody on the grounds.
And that's awful.
They were running the festival. So.
Oh, man, I was hoping he'd see the place and want to play there next year.
Well, we'll try anyway.
That's awesome. I appreciate that, Jimmy.
Thanks.
All right, I just got a text from Dr. McHugh.
Okay, McHugh!
Beers in L.A. are $12. No one will drop a beer on you.
No.
Yeah.
So, that's good.
Yes.
That's good. I might get punched in the eye, but I will not get beer poured on me.
Yeah.
Andre,
are they saying 12 is cheap or expensive?
They're saying,
I think they're saying it's expensive enough where they're not going to pour it on you.
Oh, well, right. Nobody asked me what our beers cost.
How much are the beers?
Well, I don't really offhand know, but I know they're more than $12.
Really?
But we sell 25-ounce beers. So we sell double beers.
Exactly,
basically double beers we sell. That way the lines stay shorter.
Right.
Andre and Derby.
And it's over, guys. Yeah, I know how much the beer costs. My girlfriend buys it. Thank God I don't drink. I'd be broke. But just wanted to see if you got any update on Iron Maiden for the 2025-2026 tour.
No news yet. I am in contact with who's running the tour, and hopefully they'll include either Xfinity or Mohegan Sun, one of the two. But no word yet.
Awesome. Awesome. Sounds good. Jimmy, I know you can do it. I got things.
Pressure, pressure.
That would be it.
All right, see ya.
We're all looking forward to that.
That'd be cool.
Mark in Milford.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
Hey, long-time listener, long-time concert goer to many of Jimmy's shows.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, enjoyed it. Put me through a lot of hard times of life, actually, going to these. My comment is I hear a lot of negativity about today's pricing for concerts, and I think people maybe need to be educated in the cost of productions nowadays. And like at the Amp, I'm sure there's some good union jobs that the crew there have. And I was wondering from a business point of view, Jimmy, the bands that, like from the day back in the days, I went to see ZZ Top, George Thorogood, Doobie Brothers, Stevie Winwood. Are they doing this because they need to for the most part, or they still want to? Because the royalties must have dried up with the new music platforms.
Well, you're right. There's a lot less money being made on recorded music and a lot more money made live. But look, I'm a fully union guy. I don't work in any building that's not a union house. And
good for
yes,
you.
Yeah, union is more expensive, but it's better work. And I'd rather have better work, and I'll pay more for better work. And so I'm a fully union guy, always will be. And it is very expensive. The night we had the Doobie Brothers in Chicago, just the sound and lights cost $50,000 for us to bring in.
Wow.
So forgetting what the artists cost, which are hundreds of thousands of dollars each. So ticket prices have to be expensive because the artists get paid a lot. And the sound and lights systems have grown over the years to be just... Mm-hmm. Set lights over the stage, and now they're moving lights, and they're run by computers and things like that. And also, most of the ticket prices that people see on sold-out shows are ticket broker. I use the word scalper, but I'll use the word ticket broker prices. and you can tell it says resale when you go on Ticketmaster.
Correct.
What our prices are. Our prices say standard. And then
they've gotten real tricky with that, Jimmy. You can go on and you Google and you click on what you think is Ticketmaster. It's not Ticketmaster. Huh. It's some resale. They're very tricky.
Yeah.
No, that's why you should just go simply to Ticketmaster.com or LiveNation.com. Simplest thing to do. And but for our tickets, you're right. The ticket brokers buy from Google the top slots. So if you Google it, you're making a mistake if you go on any of the top ones, because they're bought by these scalping people.
Jimmy Coplin, Live Nation on. Mike in Torrington, what's your question? Oh, you brought a baby.
Ah, baby.
Yeah, to our Grateful Dead show.
Oh.
That's wild.
Lots of spinny things for the kid to see.
That is wild.
Look, dragons everywhere.
Kid probably got a contact height. One.
Seriously.
Okay, when was this?
About 5 years ago in Hartford at the XL Center, the Dead & Company.
Okay. And how's the young one doing now?
Did he have the munchies afterwards?
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hit the formula like
how's
that.
The little one doing now?
Oh, he's doing good. He's in school, doing great. He's really good at math and reading, all that stuff.
Wow. See?
Got to a great
wait, did
concert.
You put headphones on him?
Oh, yeah. Still going to concerts. He listens to a little bit of Fish now, a little Grateful Dead, a little everything.
Right.
Great, but did you put any earplugs on him?
Oh, did I put earplugs on him at the show? No.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. Well, you know, next time.
Yeah. Raw dog and...
Yeah, he also saw the Wailers. He was a baby too.
What's that? Also saw what?
Yep. The Wailers at a big music festival, Strange Creek.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, it was awesome. I threw him up in the air like 12 feet.
Oh.
Okay.
Do you like that?
You know, I used to do that with Young Chaz. I was not that far up,
right,
but a couple feet out of my hands.
That's some height, yeah.
He thought it was great. I thought it was great. In hindsight now, I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Okay.
You know, you're one miss, and then, you know, you're pushing this kid around in a wheelchair.
Exactly.
For the rest of his life, wiping his ass forever.
Thousands of years, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, not to be a buzzkill.
We all do that, though. We all did that.
Not to be a buzzkill here, Mike.
No,
sounds
no,
great.
But we all did that. I don't think that's so unusual.
I'll have to give you guys a story.
No. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Well, the one thing I would suggest, Aisha, is put headphones on the child if you bring it to
chunky.
A concert.
Yeah,
the big chunky ones, yeah. Because I brought my kids to concerts, of course, when they were very young, and they all wore headphones.
Yeah.
They didn't know the music anyway, so it didn't matter.
Right. What age can you bring a baby to a concert? And do you have to buy a ticket for a baby?
Right.
No, you do not have to buy a ticket for a baby. Just put them in your lap, at least at my shows. I can't speak for other people, but you
really?
Don't have to buy a ticket. No. That's stealing.
What age?
There is a cutoff. There's a cutoff.
Well, if it's a children's show that we have at Oakdale, that's a different story.
Yeah. That's different.
A child would have to pay, but not a baby.
But like, so if I show up at the amphitheater with a baby,
I can get it.
I'm in. One ticket, I'm in.
Yeah, you and the baby.
At what age do you say,
that's a two-ticket situation now?
This one needs a ticket.
Usually when we feel they need a seat, and that's probably a 5 or above, I would guess.
Gotcha.
I'm never at the front, so I don't really know.
Right.
I don't have any set rule, but... if the baby can't sit on your child can't sit on your lap and needs a seat, they have to buy a seat.
Oh wow.
That's sort of the rule with airlines too. It's a little ambiguous. You can't really get like a firm answer because we're going to be flying next month to go down to Florida for Thanksgiving. And we're like, do we need a ticket? And they're like, we don't know. And I'm like, that's not helpful.
Yeah, right.
you gotta tell us.
Yeah, we don't want to be turned
it's
away.
It's one of the most traveled holidays. We need to know.
Just put the baby underneath the plane.
You got the overhead bin. Right,
if we don't have a ticket, let's be honest, Jimmy, I'm going underneath the plane.
Overhead bin.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation, is on the show answering concert questions. Ayesha announced a little over an hour ago that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
We're all excited.
Yay.
And so now we're talking about bringing a baby to a concert.
Right.
If you brought a baby to a concert, call in 203-882-9757. Chris in Beacon Falls.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You.
Good morning.
So, big fan of the show, and even bigger fan of Jimmy. Jimmy, you were my first concert, May 31st, 1985. I saw Iron Maiden and Accept. I was 12 and a half years old, and you've done such an amazing job with metal, but even lately with more extreme music, like you brought Cannibal Corpse and Modern Mart to the Oakdale. Cannot believe you're bringing Lorna Shore next week to the Oakdale. Knocked Loose after that. So thank you for that. But my question is, any chance on getting Slaughter to Prevail, the Russian deathcore band that is blowing up like Lorna Shore is? Any chance of getting them to the Oakdale?
There is a chance. We will work on it. But as of now, no. Right now, no plans.
Okay. All right. Well,
remember how much your ticket was for Iron Maiden? Talking about ticket prices.
I do. I celebrate it every year at 8 o'clock. I play Iron Maiden on the 31st every year since that year, and I believe my ticket was, I think it was like $12 or $13, something along those lines. Right.
It was $13.50.
Nice.
Wow. Right.
$13.50.
Wow.
$13.50.
Yeah, and I remember the Power Slave shirts were $19 back then.
Well,
ticket prices
aren't even 19
right.
anymore.
Yeah, it was such an amazing show. I remember it like it was yesterday, and that band's still going strong, and it's all because you brought them to Connecticut. So, an amazing experience for a seventh grader.
Chris, thank you.
Cool.
Great call, man.
Thank you. Take care.
You do.
I went to Iron Maiden, I think, in 1987, because I started here at the radio station in 1986, so it was 87 or 88.
Okay.
And, you know, it was a different time then.
It was 87.
87?
Yep, 87 with Yngwie Malmsteen as the opening act.
New Haven Coliseum?
New Haven Coliseum, January 12, 87.
Wow.
I remember it being summer. Was there like 88, 89 maybe?
That is possible. That is possible.
because I had a short sleeve shirt on that was like very bright Miami color.
Oh.
And I thought it was cool because I had a tan. I'm like, yeah, this is cool. I'm going to pick up my date and go. She's all dressed in black. She gets in the car, looks at my shirt and says, "That's what you're wearing?"
You never want to hear that from anybody.
By the way, I was the only one wearing that shirt at Iron Maiden.
Right. Dude, the glow stick over there.
Easy to spot in a crowd.
That's right. Right. You know, if I got lost, she'd be able to find me. Not that she wanted to.
Go up four seats up, then bang away by the guy in the green shirt.
Mike in Milford.
You didn't get lost that day, that's for sure.
No. I didn't get lost.
No.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
First thing I'd want to say is congratulations on the amphitheater. What a great place.
Thank you.
We do three or four shows a year there since you've opened it. I have a question about the Experience Hendrix coming to Oakdale, maybe?
Yes. Coming to Oakdale. We haven't announced it yet, but as we always do, we pre-announce shows here. So
beautiful.
It's going to go on.
We haven't seen him here in Connecticut in a few years.
Mike, I think if you stop talking, you might hear something.
There you go.
We'll announce it on October 29th. So what's that, a week? Less than a week, 5 days. Well, that's the next Tuesday, and the show is March 29th.
Beautiful. Ah. Thanks a lot, because we haven't seen it up here in a while.
Yep.
So I'm glad we're getting it back.
Get ready.
Well, thanks a lot, Jimmy. You guys have a good one.
Mike, thank you.
You're well.
Any other shows that you can pre-announce, Jimmy?
Gosh, you got one out of me already, guys.
But that was just one.
I feel like we got that one last week.
Yeah, we did. Kind of.
Yeah, we did get that
technically,
one.
Halloween. We deserve a treat, right?
We're working on Rod Stewart right now. Hmm. Bring Rod back to Mohegan Sun.
Wow.
Nice.
So we're working on that right now.
And Mohegan Sun has a new restaurant called The Shed.
The Shed?
Oh, really? My goodness.
And I got emails from people saying, Al opened a restaurant? I'm like, no, it's not Al.
Right.
You're welcome. It's not Al.
The bath is much nicer.
Bedelia in the RV.
Yes. Good morning, guys and girls. I just want to say I appreciate everything you guys do. And I just want to say my first concert my son went to was Metallica at the Meadows. And we had right against the fence in the back. And he curled up in a ball around my feet. But he did have headphones on. He had little earmuffs. Yeah. But he was fine.
Did he curl up in a ball around your feet because he was tired? Or because it was loud and he was scared?
Right.
Or did he get into mommy's stash?
Right.
Oh, kiss my ass right about now.
Bring it.
Well, wait. Wait, I broke the door.
I'm still on that dare for Tuesday.
Okay.
It's still on. Yeah. You guys want to do it? I'm still on it.
All right. Thank you, Bedelia. Talking to Jimmy Complick, Live Nation. Any announcements you want to make, Jimmy?
Well, I'll say one thing. I just heard a Chicago ad. For Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
50 years ago today, I had Chicago with the New Haven Coliseum.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Some of us still around. Three Chicagos from that day is still around. And I'm still around.
Nice. It's all good.
Tower of Power in 1976 at the Hartford Civic Center.
Yeah, really. The only arena they ever played.
Frank Zappa.
Only in Connecticut, by the way. Tower special in Connecticut.
Tower of Power, Frank Zappa. You know, this radio station's created a lot of superstars that around the country weren't really superstars, but here they were.
That's why we put you on the tickets all the time, WPLR Presents. Because you create it. You do. Still do.
Grateful Dead, Springfield Civic Center.
Yes.
In 1979.
With babies.
Yeah, that was a night I forgot already.
Really?
We went crazy after the show.
Oh.
Like, what's crazy?
Well, we all went over to the Holiday Inn in West Springfield and partied.
Nice.
And woke up the next day and said, where are we?
That happens. Been there, done that.
The good old 70s.
Where am I? Yeah.
I like hearing that you have done that.
Yeah.
You know? I know you don't drink.
No, I don't drink. No, just... Just did a lot of drugs.
Right.
And that's all. Hope my kids and grandkids aren't listening.
Nah.
But it was crazy times. But, you know, we had fun with the bands. Everybody was nuts back in the 70s.
I love any documentary on a band, whether it's showing the old footage.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I just can't get enough of it. I'm not big on these movies where they have actors portraying.
Nah.
And then they have the Hollywood hook, and it's like, then the happy ending, and
right.
I'm like,
nah,
I don't know. I remember these bands a lot differently.
You're probably still only getting 60% of the truth anyway.
Seriously,
right.
Yeah.
At best.
Jimmy, did you see that Netflix documentary, Mr. McMahon?
Yes, I finished it yesterday, actually.
What'd you think?
To get it in before the World Series. Well, I knew Vince very well, so... it portrayed him properly. I will say that he's a hard-nosed businessman,
complicated guy, but very successful.
Yeah,
and a brilliant showman.
Right,
the P.T. Barnum of our generation, in my opinion.
Yes, I couldn't stop watching it. I just could not stop watching it.
Yeah, all six episodes. They were great. Yeah, they were great. I highly recommend watching it to anybody.
I wasn't feeling well last weekend, and I just sat on the couch and with a box of tissues. Not that I was crying over the wrestling storylines,
really
but watching it, and I just couldn't stop. Really well done.
Yeah, I watched it over two evenings because they were a little over an hour each episode. So I watched it over two nights, and it was very true. It was very, very true. And then they showed the empty chair at the end when he wouldn't be interviewed after he got in trouble.
The latest charges, which are turning out to be, you know, now the feds are investigating.
Oh, boy, that's good.
Yeah, crazy.
Yes.
PJ, Rocky Hill.
Good morning, brothers. How you guys doing?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, my daughter would like to find out if Jimmy knows anything about Baby Metal coming back to the United States, the Japanese metal band.
No, we had them at Oakdale a few months ago.
Okay, I'm not going to tell her that.
Oops. And no comprendo.
Oh, my God.
And it sold out. It did sell out, and we will certainly bring them back.
Oh, fantastic.
Just don't know when they come back, but we will bring them back for sure.
I appreciate you. Wonderful. Thank you, guys.
What is it, Baby Metal?
Japanese metal band. They're very good. They're like teeny boppers, but you know, they're from Japanese. I'm from Japan.
Girls,
and,
guys, what?
They're babies?
Girl singers and the guys are other musicians, but they're incredible. Very, very talented.
Oh, wow.
They wear onesies on stage?
What's that?
They wear onesies on stage. It's a Baby Metal, so.
You got to check them out. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Let's go.
All right,
baby motif.
Is this them? This sounds like Saturday morning cartoon.
Right.
AJ, do you want to guess the name of the song?
Baby?
Nope.
Godzilla.
Gimme Chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Then you've had enough. Are there little mobiles above them?
That's pretty cool. This is a show you would bring your baby to.
Yeah, right?
It's Baby Metal.
It's
right?
Baby Metal.
Mark and Shelton.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Jimmy, for everything. How you doing?
Great.
A couple things. I was at that first Chicago concert. It was my first concert ever in 74 in October. And I'm still going to see him. I'm on my 178th show. Mohegan Sun will be like 178 for Chicago.
Wow.
So I'm a Chicago-holic for sure.
Nice. I am, too. I'm a Chicago-holic also. They are my favorite American band.
Third generation, but it's okay.
There's still three of them. Yeah, Robert Lamb's still in the group, which is good.
Yeah, and Jimmy and Lee. I got a question. That Emerson, Lake, and Palmer thing with Carl, the Emerson, Lake, and Palmer experience, are you doing anything with that?
Well, we looked at it. I haven't seen the show. We looked at it. I think it will end up at College Street, which is not our venue, but I think it will probably end up at College Street. That's really the right size for that show.
Yeah, I really miss those guys. Saw them at New Haven Coliseum many times. They were the best. Carl Palmer's the best drummer in the world.
And they were the best friends, too. Yeah. They loved each other.
Oh, very close.
Fantastic. So you're going to bring that. Is that worth seeing that show? I know it's a lot of video and AI and stuff.
it's the closest you're going to get to seeing ELP, so I would highly recommend it. That's for sure.
Definitely do it, right?
All right, Mike. Thank you, man.
Great. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
They were not best friends. That was just a joke.
No, they were not at all. They were not. That's why they never got back together again. After early 90s, they stopped getting
But you knew this way before any of us did. You booked them in New Haven.
Yeah.
They had a hotel a couple blocks away from the Coliseum.
Yep. Yep. The old Sheridan Park Plaza.
Think I'll send one limo.
Yep.
And they insisted on three limos.
Three limos.
My God. Said, the hotel is two blocks from the Coliseum. We don't travel together. We don't like each other. We just see each other on stage.
Nice.
I said, okay. So I tried to fool them and have one limo go back and forth. Then they save a little money.
Right.
But then they said, we all go down together as we like each other. We want the public to think we like each other.
Right.
So we'll come to the lobby together, but we'll get in three separate cars.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
For two blocks.
Right.
They couldn't travel together.
That's annoying.
Very annoying. Annoying.
That's annoying.
That's high maintenance right there.
Don't make someone else pay for your problem.
Yes.
Yes, it was annoying and expensive.
Now, was it Carl Palmer, one of the interviews I've had where, you know, got feisty?
We've had him a few times,
yes.
And sometimes he's great,
and then sometimes,
You're like, okay, nothing we ask is going to make him feel great.
Right.
I feel like he's having a good time
here. Snow
tremendous drummer.
Yes.
He is.
All right, Jimmy, thank you so much, brother. Appreciate you.
My pleasure, guys.
And we got great news today with Ayesha. She's having a baby.
Baby. Very weird.
A baby.
Human.
And it's a boy.
Yeah.
When did you find this out? Yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you wanted?
No.
Sorry.
Oh, save this clip forever.
The baby can hear you.
Oh, no, I have a video recording. No, I feel like every woman initially wants a girl. I feel like that's just a natural instinct.
You won't
maybe.
When she's 14.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
When the boy's 14, you'll be like, this is great. It's me and him.
Yep.
Well, it was
we're tight.
Unplanned surprise. And then now I have, you know, I'm
it's
a little,
unplanned.
Little wiener growing inside of me. So
that's a weird way to describe that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it all started that way.
That should be your new Instagram bio.
It began that way.
I have a little wiener growing inside of me.
Nice.
So, yeah.
You're having a dachshund?
Wow. Okay. So yeah. you have a wedding date, right?
I don't think we're
going to. That's a no.
Yeah. Because it was 3 months after the due date. And I'm like, I don't want to be stressed out financially.
You had a wedding date.
We moved it to next year.
Okay.
And then now, because of that baby.
Now the baby can come.
It's very expensive, though, so I don't know if we're going to be able to manage the baby and a wedding and the planning and, you know, so we're probably not having
a
wedding.
We could put a wedding together for you.
That's what I said.
How many people?
Well, we were going to do 140, but now I think we're going to obviously make it a lot smaller.
Yeah.
So like 10 people. Cool.
Yeah. Something small. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
AJ's backyard can hold like 47 people.
Yeah, it goes downhill. It's great.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm upset about it, but it is, you know, it's fine.
Act like it's COVID. 25 people.
There you go. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think. Yeah. Because the place we were going to have it was going to be like 33,000 without all with, you know, total.
Ouch. Then
still
it's
need
a lot.
More. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And then. Yeah. So
wait a minute. 140 people. 30. Yeah. What was that per head? Remember?
It ended up being a lot with all the taxes and fees and stuff like
that. So they add all this stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
But like the way the venue worked was like you needed like a $25,000 minimum, and then
$235.
Yeah,
per person
ends up. Yeah, and we're getting married on a Sunday too. That's how expensive weddings are now.
It is. What do you think about this? See, I think people are starting to say, you know, this isn't the most important thing.
100%. Yes. Yeah. A couple of my friends already, they've not even really had like a real venue. It's like, hey, public park, come at this time. We'll be dressed up. Wear what you want.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we're going to do something like that. Similar.
It's fun. People still are there for you guys, and like that's what's bringing people together. Yeah.
I'm sure our sales manager Stu's listening right now. Okay. He's not in the meeting saying, "Hey, we can get a sponsor for this. Do you mind wearing a logo on your wedding gown?"
I'll be like the baseball with the hat. I'll have my dress. Chaz and AJ.
That's right. Wear the batting helmet with Strauss on the
exactly.
side.
Exactly. I'll have a dazzle dress. Chaz and AJ. I'll get your face on it.
We'll put not Chaz and AJ. No, we find a sponsor. Find someone who's going to write your check.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Bouquet by Haven Hot Chicken. Right. You know, there like that.
That's right.
Yeah. Caterers.
Yeah.
No, it's catered by Haven Hot Chicken.
There you go. Right? I love hot chicken.
I like the bouquet. Just
the bouquet and chicken tenders.
Yeah.
Where's the bouquet?
The bride says,
right. She threw it.
So. You know what? You want to see bridesmaids fight over a bouquet?
Yeah.
Make it out of chicken nuggets. They are wrestling to the death.
Especially they haven't eaten so much. They're like trying to fit in their dress.
Right.
or lottery tickets.
Who else? Let's see.
Cat's eye.
Cat's eye?
For pest control?
Pest control, yeah, right?
Yeah. They could...
Yeah, good one, Ruth. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of them. They have a good song.
You got Griffin Health,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The Stefano Brothers Concrete Coatings. You got Crane Works. Crane Works can lower you in.
Oh, look at this. This is a gently bring me down. Right. That coming from the sky.
That could be the entrance. Right. Instead of walking down the aisle, they lower
crane
you.
Crane in. Right. There we go.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Arts, TV, and Appliance.
Right. There we go. Right.
It's all good.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
There we are. So.
We got it all figured out.
Okay. It's going to be great.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
A lot of great things happening for you.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I found out I was pregnant and then I got fired a week later. So that was a very fun.
Oh, you knew that?
Yeah, I knew that. It was just early. You know, it was only 6 weeks around then. So I, you know, waited a while, obviously, to tell people. But yeah, I didn't tell my work or anything yet.
That makes it scarier.
Oh, way scarier. I was just like, oh, yeah.
Now I got this little wiener growing inside me that I have to take care of and nourish.
And then I'm throwing up everywhere, and then I'm like, oh, and I lost my job.
Yeah. Hon, are you throwing up over the baby, or are you throwing up over losing your job?
Yes. I don't know anymore.
Just say yes.
I don't know.
I
don't even know.
Just say yes.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, good morning. I know that they're talking right now about, like, weddings and being expensive. I don't know if they're taking calls, but we have...
You're on the air.
Oh, hi. My gosh. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Congratulations as well.
Thank you.
My name's Dominica. We basically did the whole backyard wedding. We only had our immediate family, and it was probably the best decision we made. We were able to save tons of money. We were able to do house renovations, open our business this year. So definitely, I think people are going to move in that direction.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
No, I know.
You can't do it.
I'd rather save the money, put it towards something else.
Because a house costs a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and a baby also.
Just looking at the baby bills, I'm like, oh, my God. Just the stuff to buy is really expensive. Like a bassinet, it's $200. Little baby carrier, $200. Strollers are super expensive. And then, like, you run through clothes, like, there's nobody's business. And then also the hospital bill. If you go to the NICU before insurance, one of my friends, it was $48,000 one week in the NICU. Granted, insurance.
You have to pay for it?
Well, depending on what your deductible is and what your insurance covers and stuff like that. Like, they still had, like, I think $12,000 because, like, that was their deductible. But originally it would have been $48,000, which is crazy. Isn't that insane?
Now I want to vomit.